Section B
强化提升
第一节听下面五段对话每段对话后有一个小题从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项每段对话仅读一遍
Text 1. Jack, name the scientists that you know in the field of physics.
Sorry, miss. I'm not really good at science.
Text 2.
Question time. Who wrote the great novel Gone with the Wind?
Wait, it's just on the tip of my tongue.Text 3. I watched the film E.T. again last night, and I still found it amazing after so long a time.
Steven Spielberg is definitely one of the greatest directors of the time. You should try more of his films, such as Jurassic Park, Schindler's List, and his three Indiana Jones series.
Text 4.
Bill Gates has been among the richest people in the world for decades. I'd like to be as successful as him.
Well, as for me, his willingness to help others rather than his wealth makes the difference. Text 5.Have you heard about Madame Curie?
Yes, of course. She was awarded the Nobel Prize twice. You can't find a woman scientist with greater achievement.
从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料回答第六七题。
Please tell me something about your working background.
I studied Chinese at a college in Shanghai, so I took many Chinese courses. And I worked at a school as a Chinese teacher in Beijing.
Why do you want to be a secretary now?
I want to experience different kinds of jobs.
Do you have any other work experience?
Yes, I do.I worked as a saleswoman for P&G Company for 2 years during college. It was a part-time job.
Do you get on well with other people?
Yes, I get on well with others.
Please tell me something about your working background.
I studied Chinese at a college in Shanghai.So I took many Chinese courses, and I worked at a school as a Chinese teacher in Beijing.
Why do you want to be a secretary now?
I want to experience different kinds of jobs.
Do you have any other work experience?
Yes, I do. I worked as a saleswoman for P&G Company for 2 years during college.It was a part-time job.
Do you get on well with other people?
Yes, I get on well with others.
Listen to the seventh part. Answer the eight, nine questions.
Mary, your Japanese and Chinese are so fluent. How did you get to be so good?
Well, I studied Japanese in school, and I had many Chinese friends, so I usually spoke Chinese with them.
When did you come to live here in China?
When I was 5 years old. My father used to be an official dealing with Chinese affairs.
Where are your parents now?
They went back to France, but I wanted to stay here. Next year, though, I hope to go back to Paris.
Why?
My boyfriend is in Paris. I'm 30 years old now. I feel like it's time to settle down and start a family.
Mary, your Japanese and Chinese are so fluent. How did you get to be so good?
Well, I studied Japanese in school, and I had many Chinese friends, so I usually spoke Chinese with them.
When did you come to live here in China?
When I was 5 years old. My father used to be an official dealing with Chinese affairs.
Where are your parents now?
They went back to France, but I wanted to stay here. Next year, though, I hope to go back to Paris.
Why?
My boyfriend is in Paris. I'm 30 years old now. I feel like it's time to settle down and start a family. Hi, Steve. How was the concert?
Pretty good. The crowd seemed to enjoy it.
And how did Andrew do? Was he nervous? This was his first concert.
He seemed very calm.
Did he make any mistakes?
Well, sure.
Oh, no. Did everyone notice?
I don't think so. They were little mistakes. Someone would need to know the song very well to notice. I heard the mistakes, but I don't think anyone else did. He seemed so calm that no one thought anything was wrong.
I'm so glad to hear that. He's been working hard for many years to get this good on the piano. His next concert will be better.
Yes, everyone makes mistakes, but the crowd liked him. They clapped loudly for him when he was done.
We should celebrate tonight. Let's take him to his favorite restaurant. Hi, Steve. How was the concert?
Pretty good. The crowd seemed to enjoy it.
And how did Andrew do? Was he nervous? This was his first concert.
He seemed very calm.
Did he make any mistakes?
Well, sure.
Oh, no. Did everyone notice?
I don't think so. They were little mistakes. Someone would need to know the song very well to notice. I heard the mistakes, but I don't think anyone else did. He seemed so calm that no one thought anything was wrong.
I'm so glad to hear that. He's been working hard for many years to get this good on the piano. His next concert will be better.
Yes, everyone makes mistakes, but the crowd liked him. They clapped loudly for him when he was done.
We should celebrate tonight. Let's take him to his favorite restaurant. Hi, you're Martin, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. And you are Mary. I haven't seen you since we were kids.
Gosh, it must have been, 20 years ago.
At least.
You know, we have people here from all over the place. Can you recognize everyone?
Well, wait a minute. Who's that in the purple dress?
In the purple dress? Oh, that's Aunt Sally from Washington.
She's so slim now. Who's that man over there with the dark brown hair?
Let me see. Oh, you mean the man in the blue shirt? That's my cousin Kevin. You haven't ever met him. He lives with his family in Italy, so we don't see him often.
And Uncle Tom is looking so old.
That's not too surprising. He must be in his 70s by now.
Wow. Does he still live in Detroit?
No. He moved to Miami a few years ago.
Well, it's been great talking to you, but I guess I should go now and meet some of these long-lost relatives.
All right. Nice to see you, too. Hi, you're Martin, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. And you are Mary. I haven't seen you since we were kids.
Gosh, it must have been, 20 years ago.
At least.
You know, we have people here from all over the place. Can you recognize everyone?
Well, wait a minute. Who's that in the purple dress?
In the purple dress? Oh, that's Aunt Sally from Washington.
She's so slim now. Who's that man over there with the dark brown hair?
Let me see. Oh, you mean the man in the blue shirt? That's my cousin Kevin. You haven't ever met him. He lives with his family in Italy, so we don't see him often.
And Uncle Tom is looking so old.
That's not too surprising. He must be in his 70s by now.
Wow. Does he still live in Detroit?
No. He moved to Miami a few years ago.
Well, it's been great talking to you, but I guess I should go now and meet some of these long-lost relatives.
All right. Nice to see you, too.
I
have been weak in hearing all my life. By the time I was 5 years old, putting on hearing aids in the morning was just as normal as brushing my teeth. However, I never believed that it should limit my success in any way. I have been looked down upon during my 17 years. My head teacher told my parents I should go to a school for the deaf. My classmates told me something was wrong with my brain. People speak louder than usual when they see my hearing aids in my ears. However, my hearing disability has made me a stronger person. I have to work harder and earn the respect of my teachers. In sports, I have had to run faster, hit harder, catch better, and score more points to prove I'm not physically limited. I consider myself not different from anyone else. In my struggle to prove I'm equal to my non-disabled classmates, I have made myself better than the average teenagers. I truly believe I would not be the strong person I am today if I did not have a hearing disability.
I have been weak in hearing all my life. By the time I was 5 years old, putting on hearing aids in the morning was just as normal as brushing my teeth. However, I never believed that it should limit my success in any way. I have been looked down upon during my 17 years. My head teacher told my parents I should go to a school for the deaf. My classmates told me something was wrong with my brain. People speak louder than usual when they see my hearing aids in my ears. However, my hearing disability has made me a stronger person. I have to work harder and earn the respect of my teachers. In sports, I have had to run faster, hit harder, catch better, and score more points to prove I'm not physically limited. I consider myself not different from anyone else. In my struggle to prove I'm equal to my non-disabled classmates, I have made myself better than the average teenagers. I truly believe I would not be the strong person I am today if I did not have a hearing disability.